understand them. So I decided to write a book that would be a third category. I wanted to introduce to a lay audience, simply and clearly, two mathematical theories that I consider the most intriguing: number theory and set theory, both dealing with infinity. Alongside, I'd offer some strategies in mathematical thinking that would allow the reader to test his ability in solving some truly fascinating mathematical problems. It is important to me that anybody who is curious and likes to put on a thinking cap once in a while will enjoy this book. So I restricted myself from using any fearsome mathematical symbols. Only the most basic mathematical operations will be used: addition, subtraction, multiplication and division, plus a couple of more advanced terms such as powers and roots. But that does not mean that you won't be required to engage in some deep thinking. I also did my best to keep the text light and give it an amusing lilt. Nobody really likes questions about three ducks who are filling a pool while two ducks, for reasons known only to them, are simultaneously trying to empty it. Comments on the book, solutions to the questions, and questions about the questions can be sent to shapirapiano@gmail.com. Wishing you a fascinating journey. Warm-up, a short introduction to thinking. Thinking, the talking of the soul with itself. Plato. If you bothered to listen to the introduction, and why is it that so many people never bother listening to introductions? You already know that I have a sizable collection of mathematics books. One of my favourite occupations is to mess around with interesting problems. Well, naturally, I would. That's what I studied. But you don't have to be at university level to see and enjoy the exquisite beauty of mathematics. If you have the patience to put on your thinking cap for a little while, there are thousands of interesting, some quite famous, mathematical problems and paradoxes that have delighted young and old for centuries. With just a little effort, almost anyone can experience the elation of being able to solve something that at first seems quite complex. In this section, I present a modest assortment of some of my favourite mathematical problems, from the somewhat simple through to the pretty profound and all the way to unquestionably unsolvable. And if you do solve it, there is a prize waiting for you. The point is to give you, dear listener, a tiny taste of the great variety of interesting cogitation that is yours to discover in the amazing world of mathematics. Great little study, an open problem. Many years ago, I read the Pulitzer Prize-winning Gödel, Escher, Bach by Douglas R. Hofstadter. The author himself describes the book as a metaphorical fugue on minds and machines in the spirit of Lewis Carroll. It spoke about a wide variety of subjects in the realms of mathematics, music, symmetry, artificial intelligence, and logic, and included a host of mathematical riddles. I'd like to present you with one of them. Think of any number, and by number I mean a whole or counting number. Achilles, that hero with the problematic heel, and also one of the characters in Hofstadter's book, thought of 15. You can, of course, choose any number you like. Now, proceed as follows. If the number is even, divide it by 2. If it's odd, multiply it by 3 and add 1. Repeat this procedure over and over until you arrive, if you do, at the number 1. Let's see how it works. 15 is an odd number, so we multiply by 3 and add 1. 15 times 3 plus 1 results in 46. 46 is even, so we halve it and get 23. This is odd, so we multiply by 3 and add 1. 23 times 3 plus 1 equals 70. And we continue the process. 70 divided by 2 equals 35. 35 times 3 plus 1 equals 106. 106 divided by 2 equals 53. 53 times 3 plus 1 equals 160. 160 divided by 2 equals 80. 80 divided by 2 equals 40. 40 divided by 2 equals 20. 20 divided by 2 equals 10.